Have the Gemara, the boy Mafkalei Vishokum, Vikum Okum Chalmo, yeah, the boy Mafkalei Vishokum, that you could take out the potatoes by ripping up the seam, and you can get the potatoes out, so whatever's outside, you should be kind of a Genevo. But Teretz is Benascha. So Ashlan Benascha means pieces of metal. So, you're changing the whole Pshan the Gemara now. We're not talking about you stealing a bag of potatoes, you're stealing pieces of metal, and the long pieces. So until you get the whole piece, the whole bag of metal out, you're not kind of anything. So Rashi Benascha, Shein Chatichas Saruchas, they're very long pieces of metal. The chol zaman shemiksosi b'fnim, as long as some part of the metal is inside, like kona, so you're not even kind of a geneva. So not the pshat that what's left inside is only the bag, and it's a sign from agar kli, but part of the metal is still left inside. That's what we're being chosen now. It's talking about you stealing big pieces of metal. So when are you chayiv for the geneva? When you take the whole piece of metal outside the house. If you take the whole piece of metal outside, you chayiv for Shabbos and Osom. So it's called both chiyuvim come the same time. So it says, since you have a chiyuv misa for Tzoros and Shabbos, you don't have a chiyuv to pay money. We say, come with the Rabbi Minei. So tomorrow, the chiyuv on dika shansin, mafet le at pumei fishori. And tomorrow, usually this bag, though, has strings attached. It has like such ritsuas. Ritsuas, shakur, and astun, has strings on it. Like you tie up the bag with the strings. Even though you took out all the metal, for the chur, the strings are still inside, or the straps. So since the straps are still inside, it's called agat kli. You shouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos yet. Mashenke for the geneva, you chayiv right away as soon as you take out the pieces of metal. And v'shtikashris v'shansen agidim megavoi, and the straps are still inside. The havamina is the straps are like loose. So when you take out the bag of metal, true, you have all the metal outside, but the straps are still left, are still dragging along inside. So Kozman, you don't take out the straps. That's called agat kli. You're not chayiv for Shabbos, but you're chayiv for the geneva right away. So it's still shver. Let's say you're chayiv for geneva first, and the chiyuv misa first comes later when you schlep out even the straps. And the Gemara the lekeshansim. We're talking about here. This right that there's no straps attached to this bag. So it's only one bag full of metal. So when you carry out the bag of metal, as soon as the metal comes outside, that's when you're chayiv for Shabbos also. So Melo Yipote, because come like the Rabbi Minei. The boy is saying that tomorrow another terrorist is saying is the Yisle. I'll tell you, attack this big has straps. No, Mekarchi Olavayu. The straps are not loose, just hanging in the back, but the mamash wrapped around the big. In other words, you need these straps to be able to hold the metal in piece in place to carry out the big. So since the straps are tied around the big, as soon as you take out the big of metal, it's called Yemeitzu on Shabbos and Yechayiv. So Mela, the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv Mamnin of Geneva come together. Shashim Makarchi Elayu, Shein Yochloi Tziyo B'loi Shansin. We're talking about you had to tie up the straps to make the bag hold the metal. So if when you carry out the bag now, the same second you have the whole bag outside to be Chayiv for Geneva, that's the same second you Chayiv for Tziyo Shabbos. So Melu is saying, come with the Rabbi Minei. There's no raya to Rabbi Yechanan here, or no raya to Chizkiya. There's no raya to Tushitis. If you say, Agad Kli, Shemei Agad, or Lo Shemei Agad. So tomorrow now, V'cheinu Amar Rova. Rova also, Rova and Abai also have the same machlokes. V'cheinu Amar Rova, Rova says, Pshar now Mishnah. Lo Shonu. When do we say, Yepotar, Ela Bekupa, Malei Kishuim, Udluim. Again, the Mishnah said a Chiddush. If you have this basket, like Abai is, Rav is learning now, full of cucumbers, long cucumbers. Even though you put most of the basket outside the Meshusha Rabim, but since the last part of the basket is still inside the Meshusha Yochid Yepoter, you're not Chai for Shabbos. What are we talking about? It's a big basket full of long cucumbers. So the Pshat is, no, none of the fruit, none of the vegetables, the cucumbers, got through Meshusha Rabim. That's why Yepoter. You take one long cucumber, carry most of it outside, but a little bit is still left inside the house, Yepoter on Shabbos. But Rava learns, if this basket would have been full of mustard seeds, those are small things, so chayiv. Then if you take this basket, roll over the basket outside, so about the part of the basket that's outside, there are mustard seeds that you took completely from your house out to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you chayiv for those mustard seeds. That's Rava's svarah. Almo, ksavar agad kli lo shmeyagid. Even though the mustard seeds now is in this big basket, and part of this basket is still inside the house, so you did not make hoitsoi, you did not carry out the whole basket. we say, don't look at the basket. We don't consider the mustard seeds inside attached to the kli, which are still attached to the Rishus HaYochid. No, the seeds are separately. So for the chadl, you made her saw the mitzias, this chadl is outside of Rishus HaRabin now, therefore you chayiv. That's Rav's svara. Abaye Rama says, no, like Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye Rama, afilu mleya chadl. The Mishnah means, even though you have a basket full of small mustard seeds, and you carry it out, rove of the basket is outside of Rishus HaRabin. So come to say, there are a lot of mustard seeds that you made a complete haitzor. You carried it out from your house to a Rishus HaRabin. Still potter. Hi, why you potter? You carried the seeds outside. But there it says, Alma Ksover, that Abaye holds, Agat Kli Shmeyagit, that since the seeds are in the basket, and the basket is partly inside the Rishus HaYochid, so you're not chayiv for the basket, you didn't make a complete haitzor on the basket, you potter even on the seeds. It's agat kli shmayagid. Kozaman the kli is attached inside. Whatever is inside the kli is also considered like it's still attached to the Rishus HaYochid. So that's not called hoitzor for Shabbos. So the Gemara now, kom abaye b'shitosa the rova. Mashma abaye was choizer. And abaye now holds like rova. And pum faket, kom rova b'shitosa the abaye. His rova also changed his mind right now. And rova holds now like abaye. So both of them changed their shittas. Rashi. Come Abaye b'shtosei, shneihem chozer b'divreihem. Both Abaye and Rav changed around the shittas. Vechlifam. That Abaye said first that agat kli is shmeyagit. Abaye is chozer le shmeyagit. They both changed around. So the more of a Rami da Abaye ad Abaye. Now let's get stira in two Abayes who are din v'rami the Rav ad Rav. Have a stira on Ravis. Why the Yitma? We learned. Hamoitzi peirus l'shus rabim. If somebody on Shabbos carries out fruit from his house to the Rishus HaRabim, Hamoitzi Peirus L'Rishus HaRabim, Abaye Rama, Biyad Chayiv. If you're carrying it outside in your hand, you have an apple in your hand, and you walk outside to Rishus HaRabim, you're Chayiv. The Kli Potter. But if you're carrying it outside in a Kli, in a basket, you take a Potter. So Trashi, Biyad Chayiv, Mishayotzu HaPeirus. As soon as you put your hand outside your door, that your hand reached to Rishus HaRabim, you're Chayiv. Even though your body is still standing inside your house, you just put your hand outside the window, and your hand now is staying, we'll soon see that what it's talking about. Your hand is staying near the Rishus HaRabim. For lo yamrina, we do not say, agat gufa shmayagid. Let's say the apple is in your hand, and your hand is attached to your body, and your body is inside the Rishus HaYochid. So it's not called the apple is outside the Rishus HaRabim. Now we say no. Your hand doesn't go bust your goof. And the mitzvah is the hand is outside the window in the Rishus HaRabim, then you chayiv for that. You made her tzor. Mashenkin, but kli, potter the drashi, calls the man when she is mixas akli the vaisai. There is, you have a long basket, and the basket vaisai is full of even mustard seeds. So even though you took out this basket, that rove of the basket is outside the Rishus HaRabim, and a lot of the mustard seeds are outside, still he holds your potter. Why your potter? Because agat kli shmeyagid. Since a little bit of this basket is still inside your house, you didn't take out the whole basket, so we consider all the pears inside the kli attached to the kli which is inside your house, that you potter. So that's our bias for it. Biyad chayit, the kli is potter. For Rav Ramano, biyad potter, Rav says vaked, if you take it out with your hand, even with your hand also you potter. But vice versa, your hand, you say, agad, yad, ishmayag, attached to your body. The kli chayit, but if you take it out of the kli, then we say you are chayiv. And you took out this basket full of mustard seeds, and rova the mustard seeds are mamash outside of the Rishus HaRabim, so rova holds you chayiv. So chur tzastira, so we just said that rova holds before you potter. Have the Gemara epoch. Change around the gersas here also. The what piya yip epoch. Change around. So there's no stira by in rova. There is a machlekes by in rova. That one says agad kli shmeyagid, and one says agad kli lo shmeyagid. Yeah, but there's no stira because you change around the gears. Fretik Mar Stam Akasha. What was the death halacha we had? That if somebody standing inside his house and he has an apple inside his hand and he puts his hand outside the window, that now the hand is Rishus HaRabim, he's chayiv. That's the first man Yom said Yechayiv. Biyad Yechayiv. Fretik Mar, is that true? Biyad Chayiv, by putting your hand outside Rishus HaRabim, not even putting it down on the ground. Mashmi, you still have the apple in your hand. But since Matkila, the apple was in your house, you picked it up in your house and put your hand with the apple outside the window, now it's Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is to the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Yotanan, the first Mishnah said, first Mishnah in the Masechtim, Poshat Bala Bayis Es Yod El Chutz. A Bala Bos means somebody that's inside his house. He picks up a piece of bread from his house, and he puts his hand outside L'Chutz, and he just keeps his hand outside the Shusrab, need to put it down. And now the Oni, the person outside, comes and takes the piece of bread out of the Bala Bos's hand and puts it down the Shusrabim. He's potter, the Mishnah says. Or else, oi, shenosin l'toichoi, in the case where the Oni, the person outside, picked up some bread and put it in the Bala Bos's hand. Ve'echnisoi, and he put it inside, and then the Bala Bos took it. Ishnei peturim. The Mishnah says, claw the Bos potter. Master, for taking your hand with the apple inside your house and putting it outside the window is not called Yemei Hoitzah. Hey, since you did not put the apple down on the floor, the apple is still in your hand, it's considered like the apple is like in a mikzas rishus. It's not mamish in rishus ayochid, because then the oni outside would be chayiv. But it's not called anywhere. I call upon him when the balabos picked up the bread in his house and put it outside the window, it's considered like stalemate. It's not called rishus ayochid, it's not called rishus rab, it's like a mokum tur. So how can here Rav say Yechayiv? He was saying you take the apple in your hand and put your hand outside the window with Shusarabim, Yechayiv on Shabbos. The first Mishnah says Kloya Potter. It says Shnei Pturim. And the Gemara, Hosom Lamala Megimel, Hocha Lamata Megimel. Here, with that the Rav says here, Yechayiv, it's talking about you have this apple in your hand and you put your hand outside the window, but right near the ground. It's within Gimel Tzfachim of the ground, Rosh Hashanah. So anything within Gimel Tzfachim that's 12 inches off the ground, we say Lovud. Lovud means it's considered like it's attached to the ground. Now, since you have your apple, Mamish, within 3 Tzfachim of the ground, it's considered as if the apple is Mamish resting on the ground. If it's mamish on the Rishus Rabim, that's called a good halacha. That's why you chayiv. Like you took the apple out of your house, and it's considered if your mamish put the apple down in the Rishus Rabim, then avad yichayiv. That's what the first Mishnah says. If the Baal Bos takes the bread from his house and puts his hand outside, now when the Oni takes it, the Oni is potter, and the Baal Bos is potter, is not considered like he made halacha for putting the Rishus Rabim. It's talking about where his hand is normal, stretched out. It's not within Gimel Tzfachim of the ground. So since it's time in the Avirim, but Lamaise, it wasn't Munach. It didn't rest on the ground. So all you did was you made an Akira, you picked up the bread, and you put it outside, but you didn't make Hanukkah, Bishus Rabbim. Therefore, the Baal Abbas is Potter. And who are them? When the Oni takes it out, the Oni is also Potter. It's not called an Akira. Since the Chayfetz right now is like standing in the air, it's not Munach, so it's not called Hanukkah, and it can't have a Shem Akira. That's why you're Potter in the Mishnah. But here, when Rav says Yechayiv, the Chiddush is where your hand is within Gimel Tzfachim from the ground. Within Gimel Tzfachim, then we say it's considered Kemunach on the ground itself. So that's the Mishnah. HaMoitzi, if you carry out on Shabbos anything, and you have a shear that you chayiv for, Bein b'yamina, bein b'smoila, whether you carry it out in your right hand or with your left hand, that's called Derech Haitzor Yechayiv on Shabbos. V'toich Echeikoi, you carry in your lap, Oyal Kseifov, or else on your shoulders, is also chayiv. That's still called derech haitzor to carry something on your shoulders. What's the raya? Shekein masa b'nei kohos. But that's the way in the Mishkan they carry the Mishkan, the kelim, on their shoulders. That's the way b'nei kohos carry the Mishkan. So Rashi, shekein masa b'nei kohos, the ketef yisol, the pasuk says. They carried it on their shoulders. V'yeminu smoil v'cheik, Rashi, that if you carry in your right hand or your left hand or on your lap, is urchai, that's normal, everybody carries that way. Hashem Rabbein Yitzchav Rav Yudim Matzotzi Shom Hashem Rav Hai Shemafurash Bashas Yushalmi of Kudas Alozev and Aaron Hocho Hashem and Amor Kteres Asamim or Minchas HaTomid. Now Hashem and Amishcha means Hashem and Echad B'yamin V'Hashem and Echad B'smil V'Yakteres B'cheikoi V'Achavit Meketet. They dashen from these tzukim to sow all these were derech haitzor. Now the Rashi's first pshat is that's the Metzias. Your right hand, your left hand on your lap, people carry out that way. Right, is it the Mishnah? Kalachayat, let's say you don't carry out the normal way. On the back side of your hand, on the kalachayat, you carry it out. Or else baragloi, or else you carry it out with your foot. It's not there to carry out with your foot. The Tayyus has one girsa, kalachayat baragloi, Tayyus has the girsa. But this girsa, Tayyus says, the swarm, the girls, the kalachayat, yeshlema, the baragloi, have a pirus kalachayat. That the pshat, the Mishnah means one thing. Carrying it out with your foot, that's called kalachayat. So it says, Mio girsa kama nichat fein. That's your two different pturim. There's one pturim kalachayat, means any type of a shinui.
That means the back side of your hand, you carry it out. That's not called derech chitzo. And then miragloi, you carry out something with your foot. It's not a derech chitzo, you're potter. Shaloi kederech, you always potter. Bepiv, somebody carries out something in his mouth. You take out money in your mouth, you're potter on Shabbos. So Tzayi says here, moitzi bepiv, I behodet nam biyomru lagmur increases. In moitzi Shabbos, we'll see bepiv is chayiv. The other Gemara says, if you carry it on Shabbos, you are chayiv in your mouth. Hani mili oichlim. As if you're eating something in your mouth and you walk outside with it on Shabbos, then you chayiv. That's called the derech chitzo. Because the mal oichlim belongs in your mouth, so they carry it out in your mouth, you'll be chayiv. Here we're talking about things that don't belong in your mouth. You carry out a pen in your mouth. So a pen doesn't belong in your mouth, you don't usually carry with your mouth, that's why you potter. But if you carry out food in your mouth, then you chayiv. That's to your elbow. So you carry out something in your elbow, or else be oznoi in your ears, or vesari, you carry out something in your hair, or fundosoi, you carry out something with your belt. Trasha Badasa means ozer cholol. You have a holy belt that has holes inside it. No piol amata. So a hole, the opening is like a wallet there, but it's turned upside down. So usually you don't carry out that way. If you have the opening upside down, facing downwards, you don't put things inside there. So it's not a derech to carry out this way, you potter. You put something in between your belt and your shirt. You want to stuff something in, you want to carry the handkerchief. So you stuff the handkerchief between your belt and your shirt. It's vital. That's called, that's not called kederach chitzo. There wouldn't be an issa shab. There wouldn't be an issa deraisa. But the rabbon and it's also, but the deraisa will be mutadon. Or the svat chaluka, here then you put on the, trashi svat tachtein on the bottom rim, you put it. Over manola, you carry out in your shoes of a sandola, either sandals or shoes, is potter. Shlohetziri kuderech hamoitzin. As midiraisa, you only chayv if you carry out something, the derech, the way people carry out in your hands. You carry it out in your feet, or all these other ways, it's not a derech, you potter on Shabbos. Midiraisa, you potter. Midirabonim, though, it's also. So, ma'omer ablozer, hamoitzi maso lomalom yasorot fochim chayv. If somebody carries out on Shabbos, and he has his maso above you tvochim, still is chayiv. Trashi amoytzi ma'asol amalam yud. Ma'aviro bi'aver bi'yodi. Means you're carrying something in your hand. You have this apple in your hand, and you're walking outside, and your hand is more than you tfochim off the ground. V'yenu al k'seif, it's not on your shoulders. O'gavoyim in oras asorom, and still the apple now is more than you tfochim off the ground. Komar, still you're chayiv. Trashi wardi b'munachas al k'seifoy, if you're carrying the apple on your shoulders, ma'asdifni, pshita, that's what our Mishnah says. Mishnah says if he carried out on his shoulder, yichayiv. And usually a person's shoulder is more than a foot off the ground. It's more than you tvachim. It's more than 40 inches off the ground. I've heard that Nazat Rashi Azor Dal Damas Bekoisol Lamalam Yasor Kazor Biaver. We had a lacha before that Rishus Rabim only goes up you tvachim. Something more than you tvachim is not called Rishus Rabim. Now, if you mean if you have a wall, you have a wall in Rishus Rabim, and you throw something that gets stuck onto the wall. So if it gets stuck higher than you tfachim, you potter. Because since it's you tfachim up, it's not called in Rishus Rabim. So if you carry holding an apple in your hand, since the apple now is more than you tfachim off the ground, why you chayiv? It's not in the Rishus Rabim. What's the difference whether you throw it onto the wall, it's lamala meyud, you potter, or whether you're walking through the Rishus Rabim dal damis, it's in your hand. Why you chayiv? Lechur, it's not through the Rishus Rabim. So Rashi, daf yatsoni by Zurich. Avo mavir chayiv, the yalav of nekos mishkan. We'll learn it out from Sukkim that if you're walking with it, could be there the svar is that the apple is in your hand and your hand is on your body and your body is touching the Rishus Rabim. So since your ikka body is in the Rishus Rabim, it's still considered this apple is in the Rishus Rabim. Therefore, if you walk with an apple, dal damas Rishus Rabim, even though the apple at all times is the malam b'yitzvachim, still yichayiv. Rashi says we'll learn it out in the Gemara how we know this. That's Reb Lezer's al chiddush. Hamoitzi ma'asoy lamalam me'asor tefachim. You carry out an apple and you're holding in your hand, and your hand is more than you tefachim off the ground. Still, you chayiv. Why? She came ma'asor b'nei kos. Now b'nei kos carried out things, and they were more than you tefachim high. So the more ma'asor b'nei kos minolan. How do we know what he carried out was more than you tefachim off the ground? The pasuk says ala mishkan v'ala mizbech. So we makish the mishkan to the mizbech. Sovib. Makish mizbech the mishkan. Look into the height. Ma mishkan yud amis, just like the mishkan itself was 10 amis high, and that will still seem sukim, is af mizbeach, who in the mizbeach was also yud amis high. But the Gemara, Mishkan Gufa Manolan, how do we know the Mishkan was Yud Amos high? That's almost like 20 feet high. The Siv, Esther Amos, Erech HaKerish, the Pasuk says Klo, that each Kerish, each board of the Mishkan was 20 Amos high. So the Mishkan itself was 20 Amos high. And the Pasuk says here, Ala Mishkan Ve'ala Mizbeach, that there's an Ekish to the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, so they're both 20 Amos, they're both 10 Amos high. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayifrosh Es Oyel Ala Mishkan. That what that Moshe spread the oil on top of the Mishkan. His Moshe was able with his own hands to reach 10 amas high, and he spread the areas, he spread the curtains that they put on top of the Mishkan, on top of the Kroshim. The Yamarav, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself spread out the oil on top of the Mishkan. His Achur Mikana to Lomad, Goivim Shalavim. How tall were all the Levim? His Avimino now is that just like Moshe was 10 amas high, who are then all the Levim with 10 amas high? His Moshe was an average size, the Avimino is. So if Moshe was 10 amas high, all the Levim with 10 amas high. Esther Amos. Now, what's the Raya Moshe was 10 Amos? Because it says Moshe was able to put the covering on top of the Mishkan. Yeah. So if the Mishkan was 10 Amos high, he also had to be 10 Amos high in order to reach there. So the Havamin is all the Levim were also 10 Amos high. Now the Levim carried out the Mizbeach. Right? They carried the Mizbeach. Well, Gemiri, we know, the Chol Tuna, anytime you carry something, the Midle B'mutais, when you carry it with sticks, is anything you carry with two people, you have a stick long, and something's hanging down on the stick, how do you carry it? Tilta mileil. You have one third of, let's mostly here, they're carrying the mizbeach. One third of the mizbeach is on top of the heads. You pick it up, that one third should be like off the ground, should be higher than you. Or trei tilta mitachas. And two thirds of the mishkan, of the mizbeach, is below their, where either the shoulders or the head. That's what usually carries things with a stick. He carries things with a stick. On what part of the Mishkan, on what part of the Mizbeach, hey, do you put the stick in order to hold it? Mamish, one third down. One third down, that's where you put the stick. So when you're carrying it here, if this is your height here, so one third is above you, and two thirds is underneath you. Mitachas. Ishtaka kum tesois, to have a midla tuva. That the Mizbeach they were carrying was much more than Yutfachim off the ground. Because the Mizbeach now was 10 Amos high. So one third of it was off the ground. One third of 10 is Kamat 3, more than 3 Amos. Now more than 3 Amos is more than Yutfachim. There are 6 Tfachim to an Amos. So in 3 Amos, you have much more than 10 Tfachim. Because the size of the Mizbeach was more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. And still the Pasuk calls it a Masui, that the Bnei Koz carried it. See, it's called a Melacha. To see if he carries something, the Malam, Meyud, is called a Melacha Yechai. That's one way how you learn it out. He boy is saying another Pshat is Me'orin. We learned it out from carrying the Orin itself, that the Bnei Koz carried the Orin. The Yama Mar, Orin Tisha, the Orin was 10 Tfachim high, Ul Kaporis Tefach, and the Kaporis was a Tefach high. So together, Harei Kan Yud. The Oren was 10 Tfachim high. Or Gemiri, like we learned before, the Chol Tuna de Midle Bemutais, anything you carry with rods, with a stick, and you put it on the stick to carry, pick it up, two people to pick it up, is Gemiri Tilta Malil, one third of it is higher than you, or Trey Tilti Malara, and two thirds is below you. Ishtakach to Lamala Meyud Hevi. Come to say, if the Levium themselves were Yud Amos high, so they're picking it up now. So Yudamis, they have this thing way off the ground. So it's way off Yutfachim, off the ground. So Rashi, the Cheshbon is like this. Tiltim Liel. V'chivu de Mizbeach. That's why Mizbeach makes one. V'yisem Zerashi le'gvi leviyin. V'yisem Zerashi, the Pshat is le'gvi leviyin. It could be old leviyin were not as tall as Moshe. They tanka were not 10 amas high, 20 feet high. V'labim Mizbeach, I mean, we don't learn it out from the Mizbeach. The Shema Levium like Yviel is Zion Amis. Maybe Levium are only 7 Amis tall. The Yain Ma Masoyin the Mizbeach Gavoya Minoritz El of a Gimel like Gimel Beis a Gimel Tfachim. Could be Abizay was only 2 or 3 Tfachim off the ground. So maybe that's why Yechayim. No, the Orin Gomel or Ablezer. We have Ablezer learned down from the Orin. Ishtakas Lamalam Yudkoi, Trashi Tuva. The Oren that was only 10 Tvachim high, when Leviya picked it up, it was way off the ground, more than 10 Tvachim. Why? Trashi Tuva. I feel the way in Goivin, Eshalaviyim, Elegumalamas Kamoini. I feel like Kamoini. I feel you want to say Leviyim are only like our size. They're only a 6 footer. They're only 3 amas tall. 3 amas tall is between 5.5 feet to 6 feet. That's normal height. So I feel you want to say Leviyim was only normal height. Hare Yud Ches Tvachim. It was 18 Tvachim. They were. Hey, if you hold that 3 amas tall, so each amma is 6 Tvachim, so they were 16 Tvachim tall to Leviyim. The Oren ain't a taller Lamato, Mixveyim, Elevav Tvachim. The Oren was only sticking down from their shoulders, we say 2/3, so 2/3 of 10 is only 6 Tvachim. Of Azoyu Beishlish and 2/3 Tefach. Hishtakach to Goiva Yud Vyoyser. Kondesai, since they were Yud 18 Tvachim high, and it's only down Vav Tvachim, so it's command still a good 12 Tvachim off the ground. And still you say it's called a Masoi. So you see something more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, still you're chayi for. Yeah. So the trade told him Larash, Takach Lamadam Yud Heavy Koi. So that's the raya, that when they carried the Oren, it was more than Yud Tvachim off the ground, and still the Torah calls that a Malacha. You see, it's called the Chasheva Haitzah. For the Mara of Ligma Moshe, what was Shreem the first trap? Learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mara Dilma Moshe Shani. Maybe Moshe was different. The Yom Amar, Ein HaShchina Shoyra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts the Shchina, Elo HaChochem, somebody that's a Chochem, Gibra, somebody that's strong, V'yosha, somebody that's very rich. Obal Kaima, somebody that's very tall, and you learn it out from Moshe. So it could be Moshe was taller than everybody else. So there's no raya for Moshe. Moshe was Yudamis, only Moshe was Yudamis. But everybody else is much less than Yudamis, you can't learn out from Moshe. That's why we learned it out from the Oren, that the height of everybody was normally only 3 amas tall, and still you can learn out from the Oren, you can learn it out.
Let's more weiter. Omar Rav Mishum Rav Chia. Hamoitzi Masoi B'Shabbos. Al Roshoi. If somebody carries that on Shabbos or Masoi, means he's carrying something, a chayfetz, either bread, oichlim, whatever it is, he's carrying out a shear of oichlim. But it's Al Roshoi, is still chayiv chattis. Even though the churutz a maisim mashuna to carry something out on your head, still he holds your chayiv. Why? Shekein anshei hutzal eisenkein. Because the people in Hutzal, in this one city, people walk out with things in their head. Therefore we say, whoever carries out with something on their head, is called a derech chetzor nechayiv. For the Gemara, v'yanshe Hutzal ruba di alma. What kind of svar is that? You don't come now from the city of Hutzal. So because in one town they carry out with things in their head, but rova the people of the world don't carry out that way. So since you're from the rova, the chur is called a maisim mishunis, not the derech, you should be potter. Ela yitma hochi yitma. Omer rav mishum rav chiyo. Echad mibnei hutzol shoytzi matzoy aroyshoy b'shabbos chayiv. She came b'nei iroy oisin came. It means to say if somebody in this city carries out matzoy on top of his head, he's chayiv because in his city it's a derech to carry that way. But still, since rova the world does not carry out this way, we should still be potter. But this yochid, the people in this town should go boss a roy b'nei yodim. Ela yitma hochi yitma. Hamoytzi matzoy aroyshoy potter. If somebody carries out the things on top of his head, he's potter, even in this city.